Delaware Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long's gubernatorial campaign is off to a tumultuous start. Staffers and advisors raised questions about more than $200,000 in payments to her husband that she had not disclosed in her campaign finance reports. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the controversy and the veteran Democratic politician's inconsistent insistence that the money was to repay loans, which also were not previously disclosed.
Hall Long suspended fundraising in late September, just 2 weeks after announcing her candidacy. Her campaign manager and chief fundraiser abruptly quit. So did several volunteers and advisors. She hired an accounting firm to review her books and has now amended 7 years of campaign finance reports. The revised filings show she loaned her campaigns $308,000 and has been repaid $207,000. But her husband, Dana Long, who once was her campaign treasurer, was not listed as either a lender or someone who was repaid. Hall Long and her husband would not speak with WHYY, but her campaign released a statement from her saying she regrets the, quote, errors and confusion this has caused. Claire Snyder Hall of Common Cause Delaware says the lieutenant governor needs to be more transparent.
When voters contribute to candidates, they need to be able to trust that their money is being spent on legitimate campaign expenses rather than lining candidate pockets. We would encourage her to make the audit public because that should go a far way in terms of restoring public trust.
Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer is also seeking the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in September's primary election. He agrees the audit should be made public, just as audits of county government finances are.
Transparency is about answering questions and resolving issues that aren't clear and being upfront and honest about what has happened, even when there have been mistakes. And all I'm saying is that right now, Delawareans, including me, have a lot more questions than answers.
Hall Long has resumed fundraising, but still hasn't hired a campaign manager or chief fundraiser. Her campaign spokesperson says she, quote, has no plans to repay herself the $100,000 in outstanding loans with money raised this year or in the future. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.